Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the favor and divine protection of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us all about. We decree and declare divine connections and favor. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We thank you. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works for this day. We decree and declare in you we move, in you we live, in you we have our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now, O Lord, prosperity. Enlarge our territories and expand us in this hour. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now. For no weapon that shall form against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, it shall be condemned. We decree and declare the double portion happens even now. This day, we decree and declare right direction. Let your word be lamps unto our feet and light unto our path this day. We decree and declare favor around travel. Keep us in our coming and our going. Keep our archbishop and our pastor and our prophetic team as they are traveling abroad. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. We decree and declare money making, money making, money, creative ideas happen this day. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind. And we decree and declare loads. You load us daily with benefits, and you are our salvation. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth even now. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities for us, and we decree and declare that you pour out blessings we have no room to receive. Let's bombard heaven and pray over in the Holy Ghost, even as we even keep our archbishop and our pastor and our prayer team, the prophetic team elevated in our thinking. Let us intercede for them even now.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Father, we just thank you and we bless your name, God. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the host of angels this morning, Father God, that surround us and that are encamped there all around us, God. We pray for peace in our nation this morning, Father God. And we pray, Father God, for our government. We pray for our leadership, Father God. We pray, Father God, that all things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord. We pray for peace and justice in our communities, Father God. We pray, Father God, that this is the day that the Lord has made, God, and that we will rejoice and we will begin to speak on things that are pure and lovely and of a good report, God. We thank you, Father God, for Prophetess Deborah. We thank you for Archbishop, Father God, E. Bernard Jordan. We thank you for a safe arrival, God. And we pray, Father God, that as they put their feet in Ghana, Father God, that the land will be blessed, the people will be blessed, Father God. We pray, Father God, for victory on every side, and we pray that they will be received, and every word, Father God, will be heard, Father God, and there'll be none of their words will fall to the ground, but, Father God, you will pierce the hearts of the people, and they will, Father God, be set free and delivered. We thank you, Father God, for ministry. We thank you for prophetic evangelism, God. We thank you, Father God, for Father God, for the gifts, Father God, and the words that will be spoken, Father God, in this season, God. Now we pray for the company of prophets. We pray for the people on the line, Father God. We pray, Father God, that they will be, Father God, blessed coming in and blessed coming out. And Father God, that they will, their heart's desires will be met. And that, Father God, that you will bring balance, that you will bring symmetry, and that, Father God, you will bring peace, and that, Father God, you will bring unity on every side. And we thank you, Father God, for your love, for the joy, and Father God, for the strength. And because of the joy of the Lord being our strength, we say amen, and we say thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne at the first stone of your cross, and we are very thankful for this connection. We've been seeing a mighty move of you, God, because we've all been coming together in assembly and praying and making change in history just by being on our knees and gathering together. in this prayer connection. We've been praying for children and family members and our bishop and ministry family and strangers and churches and people in the news, the government. And we've really been seeing the mighty move of you, Father, and that we've been just taking authority over every situation, and it's really been a powerful experience. And I'm grateful for this prophetic connection in this ministry because of the teaching. Just been changing our altitude, really, by the books, by the Book of the Month Club and the books that we're reading, bringing us on a higher level and seeing things on a higher level. And it's just such an altitude shift and a great experience. And I'm forever grateful, Father, and thankful. And again, we want to just lift up Traveling Grace and Mercy, God, that you give out prophets and our bishop and bishop's wife, Traveling Grace and Mercy, on the trip to Africa. And that the angels will be dispatched and camped all around them. And in Jesus' name I pray and say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, again, for allowing us to come together in unity, in love, in peace, and lifting up our voices to you on this morning, God. Thank you for this new day that you have made. Thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercy, God. Thank you for helping us and strengthening us and keeping us, oh God. And I ask you to look upon the Master Prophet and the company of prophets who are traveling, Prophetess Deborah and all of their family, and look upon those who are on that plane, God, and just give them peace and joy and love in the Holy Ghost, and meet them when they get on the ground, God, and when they're moving by your Spirit, God, and delivering the word of the Lord to the people in Ghana. Thank you, Father, because your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you for providing for them shelter and money and everything that they need, God. And we even ask that they have a safe trip returning and a wonderful time and come back with so many testimonies and all of the works that you're going to be doing, God. And we just thank you. Thank you for your love and your grace, God. And I ask you also to remember each and every prophet on the line, Lord. Thank you for us coming together on one accord in unity, God. I know there's going to be so many testimonies because of our participation in this prayer on a daily basis. Thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing in our lives. Thank you, God, for the strength that you're giving us and how you're healing us and mending hearts and bringing relationships together and working on marriages and just giving us more and more faith. Thank you, God. And I also ask you again to remember the people on the line also, God. Bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them. Give them peace. Heal those who are in need of healing, God, and who need restoration in marriage and in relationships and in their homes. And just thank you, Father. Thank you for your mercy, because your mercy endures forever. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us each and every day of our lives, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for your traveling mercies, God. Thank you, God, for protecting us and help and giving us grace and mercy and protecting us as we travel from air, through air or land or sea. Thank you, God, for looking out and shielding and protecting Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan and all who went to Africa on that journey with them, God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing them home safe, oh God, and sound, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for the peace that passes all understanding, God. God, we thank you, God, for renewing favor with us, God. God, we thank you, God, for letting us be a demonstration of your glory, God. God, we thank you, God, for you are our strong tower, God, to those who trust you, God. God, we want to thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the right relationship to come forth in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for salvation. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, God. God, we thank you, God, for strengthening our body and uniting us, God, as a whole and as a whole in you, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for keeping us from falling. And we want to thank you, God, for making us more than a conqueror, God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you already condemn. And thank you, Lord, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty Power One. In your precious, mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
God, we thank you for allowing us to come together as one mind, one body, one spirit, and nothing will be withheld from us. And Father God, we thank you for the unity. Lord God, we thank you that you allow two or three to come together with you, being in the midst, that you will be there, Lord God. We thank you for the things that you're doing. We thank you for the traveling mercies, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you're doing for your people. We thank you, Father God, for bringing forth the blessings and bringing forth the richness and the strength, Father God, for the weak shall say, I'm strong. The poor shall say, I'm rich. And we shall say that we are all healed, Father God, by your strife. We thank you for the things that you are doing, Lord God. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father God, for being light to our path and a lamp to our feet, Father God. We thank you for all of the things that we're doing, for we call those things that be not as though they were. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the blessings of the Lord that make you rich and add of no sorrow, Father God. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you, Lord God, for showing us the places that we shall worship, Lord God. We thank you for touching over our leaders, Lord God, and allowing them to just silence their tempers, Lord God, and use the wisdom. We thank you for all of the things that you're bringing forth in this season. We thank you, Father God, for calling forth those leaders that shall come forth and really establish the order in the land that you have, Lord God. We thank you for the divinity. We thank you for the divine order. We thank you, Lord God, for delivering us. We thank you for the salvation, Lord God. We thank you for watching over us as we sleep, Lord God. We thank you for comforting us, Lord God. We thank you for covering us, Lord God. We thank you for being the heavy load sheriff, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to lay our burdens at your feet and taking your burden, which is light, and your yoke, which is easy, Lord God. We thank you for the peace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us for all of our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord God. We thank you for the grace and the favor that you give us, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing that you're stirring up within us, Lord God. We thank you for this place that we are allowed to gather as the prophets, Lord God. And I thank you for the training that I received, Lord God. I thank you for the gift that you give us, Lord God. I thank you for financial increase, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the abundant life that your Son has come to give us, Lord God. I thank you for setting us free. For whom the Son set free is free indeed, Lord God. And we just thank you for your peace, your comfort, and your safety, for you give your beloved sweet, sweet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for the grace and favor that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for just providing a hedge of protection among the prophets that went to Africa, oh dear God, and especially Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, that you shall continue to uplift them, oh dear God. Dear God, to give them a special anointing so that they have a magnificent word to provide to the people in Africa, oh dear God, that lives will be changed and turned around, oh dear God. And Lord God, we thank you for the standing in obedience, oh Father God, to just to follow your word in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the elevation, oh dear God. We thank you for the sustainment. We thank you for the
mercy that you continue to bestow upon our families, oh dear God, upon marriages, oh dear God. We thank you for restoration of our minds, our hearts, and our spirit, and our souls, oh dear God. We thank you for allowing us to be conquerors and victorious, oh dear God, because Lord God, you said we are the head and not the tail, oh dear God. We thank you for allowing us to be the lenders and not the borrowers, oh dear God. We thank and we praise your name, Lord God, for new ideas, creative ideas, Lord God. We thank you for blessing our works of our hands so that we may be able to obtain wealth in this season as you have promised, oh dear God. We thank you, oh God, for healing the sick and afflicted, oh dear God, because where you said two or three are gathered in your name, that you would truly be in the midst, oh dear God. And Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, oh dear God, and we decree and declare that we are healed, oh dear God. We bless each and every fivefold ministry, oh dear God. We bless the company of prophets that are on the line and those that are listening in the background, oh Father God. We ask a special blessing upon their household, dear God. We bless marriages, oh dear God, the children that are walking to and fro, oh dear God. And Lord God, we thank you for giving us the ability to trample upon serpents and snakes, oh dear God, to keep them under our feet, Father God. Lord God, we just ask that you continue to give us a clear mind, oh dear God, and keep us elevated so that we can be the eagles to soar above with you, oh Father God. We thank and we praise and you honor you, oh dear God. And most of all, Lord God, I love you, Lord God. If I had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, I couldn't tell you how much I love you, oh dear God. These many blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. In God, in Him I will trust. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, Father God, I deliver, O God, your people, O God, into your hands this morning, dear Father. Father, I thank you, O God, for those who are traveling to Ghana, O God, Lord Jesus. I pray, O God, for our spiritual father, Master Prophet, O God, and leader Deborah Jordan, O God. Father God, I pray for the group, oh God, that is gone there, Lord Father. I pray, God, that you, Lord, your hands will ever continually be upon them, Lord God. Father, we pray for divine protection, dear Father, as they go. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that Father, you will anoint them, oh God, and Father, give them a word, dear God. Father, we pray, oh God, for the prophetic, oh God, to be globalized, oh God. We pray that, God, that souls will be born for your kingdom, dear Lord. We pray, God, that people, oh God, will get to know you even more, God, and to know that you are the great I am, Father. Lord God, I pray for manifestation. Lord, I pray, God, that Father God, that Lord God, even when they return, dear God, they will be talking, dear God. They will be rejoicing, dear Father, for the fellowship and for all that, oh God, they will experience, oh Father. So, God, in your hands, we deliver them and we say thank you, Father. Lord, give them joy and mercy. Provide for them, Lord. Let favor be upon them, Lord. Let there be no lack, oh God. Father, we thank you. Father God, I pray for all those who are on the lines, dear Father, on the line tonight, dear Father. I pray, oh God, for the prophets, the prophetess. I pray for others, oh God. I pray for those who are sent in prayer requests, oh God. Father God, I decree and declare, oh God, prosperity, healing, oh God, especially for the sick and the shut-ins, dear Father. Father God, deliverance, dear God. Father, financial breakthrough, God, I decree and declare, God, upon your people, oh God, even now, Lord, right relationships, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask you, dear God, to bring family together, God. Father God, Lord, I pray, God, for us, oh God, that you'll give us creative ideas, dear God, that, oh God, we will lead towards, oh God, your purpose, dear Father. Lord, I thank you, God, for divine protection, dear God, over your people, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Father, I thank you, God, for joy and peace divine. Father, we thank you, oh God, for restoration, dear Lord. Father, I thank you, God, Amen. That you are God of gods and Lord of lords, the great I am, oh God. Into your hands we say thanks again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I bless your name. I bless your name. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Father God, I thank you for favor in life, Father God. Thank you for people and right relationship in all of our lives, Father God, for even our children in the school system. Thank you for the networking, the opportunities, Father God. Thank you for the financial favors that we can even bless the kingdom, Father God. We thank you for the testimonies that are on their way, Father God. Thank you for the ministers and the prophets that are abroad, Father God, on their way to doing your will, Father God. Thank you for peace in the minds of your people, peace from worry, peace from lost souls, Father God. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for our seniors, Father God, strengthening this. Healed bodies, mobile bodies, able bodies, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for wisdom in the even the right things to eat, Father God. Strengthen us continuously. We give your name the praise for that. I thank you, Father God, for Basil Thomas, Father God. Strengthen that body. Strengthen that body. We thank you. It's done, Father God. We thank you, God, for the testimony. And God, I thank you for my family, my spiritual family, and my natural family. I thank you for continuing to bless them, salvation, covering, Father God. I love you, God. I love you, God. I love you, God. And I thank you. Give your name the praise. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for peace of mind even now. We thank you for marriages. We thank you for the people of God here on the line even now, Father God. We thank you for right relationships. Father God, allow a sweet wind of peace to blow in the homes of the people of God even now. Allow your sweet, fresh wind of peace to blow in the hearts of the people, Father God. Touch our minds and our hearts even now, Father God. Touch our elders and our children even now, Father God. Guide us and lead us even now, Father God. Order our steps, Father God. Allow your words of love and compassion to flow through our lips even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your obedience even now, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to hear your word, Father God. Thank you for opening our eyes even now, Father God. We'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord. Thank you for life. Amen and amen.
Amen. And we thank you, O Lord, that you teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Father God, we thank you, O Lord, that we dwell in safety and that nothing shall overtake us, and we shall not be afraid. We thank you, O Lord, that you are our defense and that you are our refuge. O Father God, we put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, O Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that no man will deceive us. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening us and bringing forth our destiny. We thank you, Father God, that we have a spirit of excellence, O Lord. And we thank you, O Father God, that your truth is our shield. We thank you, O Father God, for your mind, because we do have the mind of Christ. And we put on our beautiful garments on today, O Father God. And we thank you, O Lord, that your glory will be our defense. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Prophet Michael Ellis.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, for tonight, this time of gathering. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us strength, Lord God. Thank you for giving us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. I thank you, Lord God, for the company of prophets tonight, Lord God, and those that are in Africa, Lord God. I thank you for divine protection. I thank you for divine healing. I thank you, Lord God, for them blessed to be a blessing, Lord God, to those even in Africa. I thank you, Lord God, for the children, Lord God, at Zoe Ministries, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for those that are the fledgings, Lord God, and the coming up prophets, Lord God. I thank you for the company prophets, Lord God. I thank you for those, Lord God, that who are seeking body to be healed. For you said, by your stripes we are healed. I thank you, Lord God, that touch their minds and their spirit and their soul, Lord God. I thank you for the spirit of motivation even to stay around the things of God and to stay around the company of prophets, Lord God, and in the order that you called them to be, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just touching my family, Lord God, for divine protection. Thank you, Lord God, for touching my mother, for healing her body, Lord God, in her physical body, in her mind, her spirit, and her soul. Thank you for touching my dad, Lord God, too, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, keeping in good health and strength. Thank you for touching my brothers and sisters and all them, Lord God, and keeping in divine protection. I thank you, Lord God. I love you, Lord. We give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory, each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet is Tiny.
Amen and amen. Lord, thank you for gracing us to see a new day filled with the expectation. The name of the Lord is our strong tower. We run unto it and we are safe. I decree the word of the Lord as the lamp to our feet. Father, we thank you even for the prophets that have traveled to to guide them, Father. We thank you for your mighty protection upon their life, Lord. We thank you, Father, for being before them, my God. And we thank you for your word that will come forth, Lord. We thank you even for the power of healing that will come forth, Lord. We thank you as you are going to change the life of your people, my God. We thank you, my Lord, for touching them now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for who you are in our for who you are in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for every utterance, every prayer prayed, every word declared. We thank you, Lord God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And right now we reroute every work of the enemy. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. And we come against every attack in our places of employment. We reroute the enemy, and we cancel every assignment, and we bless every home that's represented on this call, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, we thank you. We had we have 117 on the call right now. I know Pastor is elated for your stance, but we want to double the number tomorrow. Bring somebody, invite somebody, blow up your Facebook pages, your Twitter pages, amen, your Instagram. Invite your friends and your enemies and your strange loved ones on this call. We need to stand in the gap. Amen. You know people are always on Facebook asking for prayer. Inbox them the number to the prayer call. Get them on these calls. Amen. Let's pray and let's stand in the gap for the people of God until we see full manifestation of the glory of God in the lives of the people. Amen. And we just believe God for great and miraculous testimonies as Archbishop and the company of prophets minister under an open heaven in Ghana. May the Lord flow his anointing from Accra to Lagoon to Kumasi. Amen. All the way through the Castle Elmina. We just want God to move in the areas by his spirit. Amen. So at this time, we want to, Prophetess Bethany, if there are any announcements at this time.
Amen. And tomorrow we will be, well, tomorrow, today, thank you for a new day. We will be back here for our daily conference calls. Join us. We will still be here in place and lifting up the work that is being done. So join us at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard for our daily conference call, as well as the 12 noon Pop Life show. Be here, and there will be a call that is happening. So make sure you join us. Also, the Master Prophet is writing. He packed up today and made sure he had all his laptops and his books for this 10-hour flight that they are on right now. So make sure you are checking your email, because the Master Prophet said he was going to be writing. So people of God, check your writings. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. And I got my new book. I'm going to not share the title as of yet. I'm going to allow those who are releasing that to do that. But I'm excited because it came in the mail today. So thank you all for standing with us. Thank you for being on the call. Be on the call tomorrow at midnight. Amen. God bless you and good night.
Good night.